United States mouthwash does not relieve colds or sore throats.
Also in the news today, Glenn Campbell, the country and western singer, is having throat trouble and has had to cancel his New Zealand tour and return to the United States. He is believed to have gotten laryngitis during an open-air concert Wednesday night. He was said yesterday to be, quote, croaking like a bullfrog, unquote. Also in the news, the First Lady, Betty Ford, expressed her Christmas wish today, telling reporters, I wish that the country would have economic security for the coming year. And the president would like a new sweater. Liz Taylor's in the hospital again and in traction and confined to bed in Los Angeles with her spinal ailment, which required surgery several years ago. She hopes to go to Switzerland for Christmas, then on to Leningrad for her movie Bluebird. On a lighter note, Steve Allen, who has been looking for his long-lost brother for 10 years, said, quote, if I don't find him, I don't find him, unquote. From Florida tonight, the Sunshine State, Fanny Fox, the exotic dancer who now calls herself the Tidal Basin Bombshell, was arrested for indecent exposure at the end of her act. She was held briefly. In sports today, Chris Everett joined her former fiancé, Jimmy Connors, today in the throne room of American tennis. There were no congratulatory phone calls exchanged when the two were designated as number one in the national rankings this week by the United States Lawn Tennis Association. Quote, there are no plans for a wedding, the 19-year-old Chris said from her home in Fort Lauderdale, unquote, Florida, after being informed that she'd replace Billie Jean King at the top of the woman's list. Connors had been designated as top man, breaking last year's tie with Stan Smith. Stan Smith's mother said, it's not fair. In fashion news tonight, Adolfo, who has designed and worked for years in a mouse hole with the world's most elegant women trying on clothes in his storage closet full of fabric bales, will soon move to new quarters. It's only an inch larger, but it actually has three real fitting rooms, to say nothing of a real sample room and an emergency room for his own special fittings. Cary Grant is taking the red eye, the late flight out of Los Angeles, arriving in New York in the morning, so he can appear for an hour at the United Nations salute to the people of his own town of Bristol who were bombed by the Germans. And then he's back to Los Angeles on another flight to Beverly Hills to pick up his 8-year-old daughter, Jennifer, who's in his custody for his vacation period. Quote, it's remarkable. He'll only be in New York for about an hour and a half, or maybe 2 hours, unquote, said Norman Zeller, Assistant Commissioner of Public Events. And now today's joke. There were three men walking down a road one day, a Hindu, a Jew, and a Polish fellow. Up ahead, they saw a farmhouse. Since it was getting dark, they decided to ask if they could sleep there. They knocked at the door. Hello, could we stay here for the night? The farmer, being a nice sort of chap, said, only two of you can sleep in here. One will have to use the barn. The Hindu said, that will be me. Okay. The other two proceeded into the house. 10 minutes later, there was a knock at the door. The Hindu stood there and said, I'm sorry, I cannot sleep in there. There is a cow. Cows are sacred. The Jewish fellow said, that's okay, I'll try the barn. 10 minutes later, there was a knock at the door. There stood the Jewish fellow and said, I'm sorry, I cannot sleep in the barn. There's a pig in the barn, you understand. The Polish fellow said, I will sleep in the barn. 10 minutes later, there was a knock at the door, and there stood the cow and the pig. And now here's the weather. It will be cloudy from western and extreme northern New England across the Ohio Valley and eastern Mississippi Valley to the northern plain states. Snow is expected in upper Mississippi Valley.
My own holiday recipe for Santa cupcakes. First, I take 2 boxes of confectioner's sugar, 4 packages of Philadelphia brand cream cheese, 3 candy canes, and a hammer. Then I mix all the ingredients in a large black boot and stir briskly. Then away to the window, I fly like a flash, tear open the shutters, and throw up on the sash. Thank you.
midnight in the ghetto street. Desperate boy wants something to eat.
Cause he's gone on his feet.
To the man in the squad car, just his beat.
Okay, Eddie, I'll ask for it, but you better come in with me.
I know they sell them here. Just ask the guy. Come on.
Next, yes, can I help you?
No, I mean, yeah, gee, is there a mail on duty?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Mr. Schmidt, can you come here for a minute?
Yes, honey, what seems to be the problem?
I'd like to buy
go on, Jimmy, ask him.
I can't, Eddie, you do it.
Okay, chicken. Mister, my friend would like to buy... I mean, my friend has this married older brother, and he asked us to buy him a National Lampoon January issue.
A what? You want to buy a what?
Shh.
A National Lampoon January issue?
Oh, a National Lampoon January issue. Oh, with the Negligent Mother magazine, and the First High Comics, and the Zeppelin article, and the Cheech Wizard, and the Watergate trivia test. Just thinking of it, I laugh and laugh.
Yeah, that's the one. Can we have one?
No, boys, I can't possibly sell you a National Lampoon January issue.
Why not?
You boys are too young to practice mirth control.
Oh.
We hope you enjoyed the National Lampoon Radio Hour's Christmas show, and we'd like to thank our special guest, Santa Claus.
Ha!
Got any gifts for us, Santa?
Well, yes, little elf. I have presents for everybody. For John Belushi, I have nothing. Ha! For Polly Beer, gee, I don't have anything for Polly either. Nothing. For Susan Collins, nothing from nothing is nothing. Ha! For Brian Dalmery, nothing. Christopher Guest, nope, nothing for him either. Janice Hirsch doesn't get anything, that's for sure. Judy Jacklin isn't getting anything. Juan Marquez and Bob Michelson, oops, sorry, fellas, nothing. Bill Murray gets absolutely nothing. Ha! Joseph O'Flaherty gets nothing. Gilda Radner, nothing for her either. Ann Ramis is completely out of the question. Ha! Harold Ramis, sorry, Harold, nothing for you. Paul Schaefer, nothing. Paul Schaefer again, nothing again. Ha! Vernon Tapp goes home empty-handed. Bob Tischler, a loser too. Jerry Weiner gets absolutely nothing. Ha! Get it? Nothing. And my special gift to the devoted listeners of the National Lampoon Radio Hour is that after next week's show, when you tune in to listen to the National Lampoon Radio Hour, it won't be there. Ha! You got it? It won't be there. We're going off the air. That's what Christmas means to Santa. You can thank Santa for having no more radio show. Ha! Take it on the chin, listeners. Revenge is mine, saith Santa. And next week's gonna be our final show. Ha! I'm taking it away because what Santa giveth, Santa can take away. Ha! That's the no longer obligated Santa that I know. Ha! Merry Christmas!
Holiday colors of red and green. The turkey's big and fat and the gang's so lean. Lavender, Friday, and silver black coats. Kung Fu fighting on the mistletoe. Marshmallow shoes and a tear-shaped tie. Working out Christmas at the uptown Y. Lincoln Continental with a tree in the trunk. Radio playing sweet seasonal fun.